Good afternoon, everyone. You are tuned into CITR 101.9 FM. We are coming to you live from the UBC campus, which is located on the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people. My name is Yasna. I'm the programming executive here, and you are listening to Training Time, an hour during which we gather the radio curious in Studio A and show them the ways of the soundboard. If you're listening and you'd like to be more involved with our station or the Discord or magazine, your first step would be to join us for one of the tours that happen every weekday at noon, and you can go from there. Today, I'm here in studio with one of our lovely volunteers. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Zoe. I'm a second-year business student at the Sauter School of Business. I haven't specialized yet, but I think I might do something in like marketing or in business tech. I don't know. And I'm half Japanese, half Canadian. And yeah, I love Vancouver. I love climbing.
That's awesome. So what have you been up to these days?
Oh gosh, you know, it's almost reading break, so a lot of midterms. Oh, yeah. I finished all of that, and you know, a lot of projects, but also a lot of hot yoga to balance that out, you know. And yeah, also just meditating and like soaking in the sun. It's been, you know, the sun's been out, blue skies, it's been so nice.
Yeah, it's been really nice, but also like kind of scary, because I'm like, why is it so warm in February? Well, it's not that warm anymore. But
yeah,
like
really
last
windy.
Week, yeah, I know, a couple of days ago it was super nice, and then today I was like, oh my god, I have to, not only do I have to write 2 math exams today, I also have to deal with this.
Yeah, that's gloomy.
Yeah, but reading break's coming up, so that's super exciting. Anything, do you have any plans for the reading break?
Yeah, I'm gonna see my bestest friend from high school in New York City, because she's doing exchange at FIT, so I'm gonna see her.
That's so exciting. So you're flying out to New York?
Yeah, I'm flying out with my boyfriend on Saturday, so that's super hype. Yeah,
that's so exciting.
Yeah.
Okay, you have a song for us. What is it called?
All right, the song I picked is Everybody Loves the Sunshine, and this one is sung by the band Ramp. And yeah, that's just like kind of the vibe I've been going for with the little bit of sunshine that's been out in Vancouver.
Yes, sir. Here's Everybody Loves the Sunshine by Ramp.
Sunshine. Everybody loves the sunshine. Sunshine. Everybody loves the sunshine. Sunshine. Folks get down in the sunshine. Sunshine. Everybody loves the sunshine.
Join us every other Wednesday from 6:30 to 8 p.m. for Sam Squanch's Hideaway with your host, Anita B., as she plays all Canadian music with a focus on indie rock and pop.
MRG Live is happy to present Anomaly with his live band at the Wise Hall on Saturday, February 24th, with support from Blue Wednesday. Anomaly has toured his electro jazz project all over the world, but this February, the Montreal-based artist embarks on a full Canadian tour for the very first time. Come out to experience the innovative fusion of electronic beats, jazz harmonies, and funky grooves from the one and only Anomaly, live in concert with his band. Don't miss Anomaly at the Wise Hall in Vancouver on February 24th, 2024. Tickets are on sale now at admitone.com.
The Association of Canadian Archivists student chapter at UBC is happy to announce their 15th annual student-led conference taking place on February 16th with the theme Archives and the Environment, Land, Colonialism, and the Climate Crisis. This virtual event will reflect and discuss the responsibility of the archivist in the time of climate crisis and how archival records play into reparative justice for colonial brutalities. This is free to attend for students, and registration can be found at www.acasymposium.arts.ubc.ca. No matter where you are on February 16th, virtually join this vital student-led conference happening from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. PST. Looking for an audioscape to put your mind at ease? Landscapes by Dune is a musical journey through sampling and field recording. From the busy streets of Toronto to BC's picturesque landscapes, the Belgian artist recorded an array of sounds during his travels across Canada. Landscapes will be released on Pop Guitari Records Bandcamp on December 8th and will be available on all streaming platforms on December 15th. For more information, check out at Dune as Dune on Facebook, Instagram, and SoundCloud.
Awesome. You just listened to Everybody Loves the Sunshine by Ramp, which was recommended by Zoe. That was such a lovely song. It really did feel like it was under the sun and the weather's nice. I don't know. Having a carefree day.
Yeah, right? It just got that vitamin D in that song.
You know, how did you find it?
There was just one day I was in... just, like, in the summertime, I was in Vancouver, and I was just in a record store, and, you know, they always just played, like, such random records,
right?
And that song was playing, and I unshamefully got my Shazam out and got that song, but it was just such a great song that makes me think of that moment, yeah.
No, you really should be unashamed to have your Shazam out at a record store. I feel like that's the whole purpose.
Yeah.
You know, every time I, like, go into a record store, I find so many new songs that I like. Do you have, like, a favorite record store here?
I don't think I have one. I love to go to all of them, to be honest.
That is so fair.
In Kitsilano, that there's so many great ones, though. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Well, Zoe wants to be a programmer here at CITR. So would you like to tell us what your journey's been so far and where do you want it to go?
Yeah, yeah, I've just been such a fan. That's where it really first started. I love Discorder. Like, you know, I love collecting your newsletters, you know, to be able to put it in my journal or use it for my calendar.
And, you know, so lovely to hear.
Yeah,
thank you.
Like, such beautiful art. It's really cool. But also, I have, you know, a friend. He had a show here, Spinning Funk. I love listening to that.
Oh, yeah.
At CITR, and of course Nardwar. I've always loved watching him on YouTube. There's just a lot of things. And then also I've just kind of been falling in love with, like, mixing music at home, and I've been trying to slowly learn that instrument. So I feel like doing that at CITR would be really cool. So I've been thinking of making a program called Buddha Babe, which is an alter ego that I started from this, like, creative writing course I took from last term.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, I was thinking maybe I could actually do something from that class, yeah.
Yeah, would it be like a music show or like a spoken word show, maybe a combination of the two?
Yeah, I just kind of like this idea of like exploring the boundaries, crossing over music and also just like anecdotes of spoken words of like quotes and like maybe even samples of like going on hikes and stuff like that. So
that is awesome. Do you think you'd be playing some of your original work on air?
I can't. I do not sing, or I'm not that great at playing instruments, but I just am obsessed with listening to music, so it'd just really be my favorite tunes that I'd be mixing together.
That's awesome. I don't know. Maybe with practice, you'll get better. And yeah, maybe one day you'll be confident enough to play your own work.
Yeah, for sure. I love playing bass guitar, but I just get so distracted and I don't have my guitar here. It's back home in Tokyo, so
yeah. Wait, do you have a bass? Did you just say you play bass?
Yeah, I used to a long time ago, but...
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I just picked up the bass, like, back in October, and I love playing it. I never could play the guitar because both my roommates are guitarists, and I'm like... I can't. I just cannot get my...
my fingers cramp up so easily.
You know, and, like, my fingers don't bend that way. Whereas, like, with the bass, it's, like, so much easier to, like, feel the rhythm for me. I don't know. Intuitively, to me, it comes a lot easier. Yeah. Also, with, like, the guitar, if you're, like, one of your fingers is, like, slightly off, it's going to sound horrible. It's, like, a very unforgiving instrument, in my opinion. Please don't come for me. You know, all the guitarists listening, they're like, ah, she just doesn't know how to play. No, I don't know how to play, actually. But yeah, I love the bass. I love how, like, when you're in a really crowded space, like when you're at a concert, the bass is one of the only instruments that you can hear because you feel it.
Exactly. That's my favorite part about it. Yeah.
Yeah, like you feel it in the ground. It's so cool. Anyways, with that being said, I think... that is all from me and Zoe.
Yeah.
It was lovely meeting you.
Yeah,
of course.
It's lovely meeting you too.
I hope to hear you back on air very soon with Buddha Babe. And I hope our listeners have a lovely rest of their Thursday.
Peace. You make
buffet for you.
Now I'm hungry for your love.
Why don't you put a little butter?